Have you ever wondered why some spiritual leaders seem to have such profound impact, while others, despite their talents, fade into obscurity? The answer lies in a counterintuitive truth. Authentic spiritual power flows not through self-promotion, but through self-denial. Unlike worldly power that accumulates through manipulation, spiritual power increases through surrender and service. When Samuel anointed David as king, the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon him. This divine energy, God's dynamic presence, transforms ordinary people into vessels of extraordinary impact. The profound paradox is that God entrusts His power to fallen humans, but only those who have learned to die to themselves can truly channel it effectively. The most fundamental principle of spiritual leadership is protecting rather than harming those in your care. Many outwardly successful ministers leave trails of wounded souls in their wake. Dismissing concerns with condescension, manipulating through half-truths, issuing veiled threats, masking hatred with cutting sarcasm, or weaponizing guilt to maintain control. What happens when a spiritual leader feels threatened? That moment reveals everything about their character. Do they instinctively defend themselves, silence critics, and win at all costs? Or have they developed the spiritual maturity to absorb blows without retaliating, exhibiting Christ's gentle spirit even amid harsh opposition? Jesus, possessing all power in heaven and earth, consistently demonstrated power through apparent weakness. He refused to defend himself before Pilate, absorbed the violence of the cross, and achieved history's greatest victory through what appeared to be total defeat. This pattern wasn't incidental, but intentional, revealing the fundamental nature of how God's power operates in our broken world. People-pleasing drains spiritual service and attracts damaged individuals who create havoc, leading to defeat and discontent. The fundamental problem is becoming enslaved to people rather than God. As Paul noted, seeking human approval conflicts with being Christ's servant. It's impossible to please everyone. Jesus demonstrated this by following His Father's will over human expectations, as when He delayed visiting Lazarus. The Lord operates on His timeline, not ours. People-pleasing often stems from low self-worth, manifesting in hiding opinions, over-apologizing, excessive responsibility for others' feelings, inability to say no, and seeking constant validation. Freedom comes through confronting the fear of man, as Proverbs 29:25 states, "Fear of man will prove to be a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is kept safe." The solution requires shifting focus from pleasing others to pleasing God, establishing core values, and learning to decline requests gracefully. Jesus' parable of the impure spirit warns against reform without divine replenishment. An empty spiritual house risks worse conditions than before. Ministry depletes us like a smartphone battery, requiring intentional recharging. Unlike a candle lighting another without losing flame, serving others demands regular refueling through rest, meals, or hobbies. Jesus demonstrated this by retreating to water, mountains, and deserts for holistic renewal, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. To prevent burnout, avoid draining foods and relationships, stay hydrated, practice deep breathing, seek uplifting activities, get sunlight, and plan regular retreats. Remember, don't deplete yourself to serve others. Your greatest ministry comes from maintaining a healthy, overflowing spiritual life. Children mirror their parents' behaviors rather than following their instructions. Similarly, in spiritual leadership, people follow what you are more than what you say. To cultivate qualities in those you minister to, whether selflessness, integrity, generosity, or prayer, you must first embody these qualities. Congregations reflect their leaders' authentic behaviors, not their stated ideals. Your personal transformation drives your impact. A leader who practices daily prayer naturally inspires others to pray. while one who merely preaches about it sees little change. This principle extends throughout ministry. Leaders' characteristics, both positive and negative, multiply in their congregation. Even subtle character flaws can spread through a ministry. Effective ministers should prioritize their own spiritual growth over technical skills. You can only take others as far as you've gone yourself, spiritually and emotionally. Never ask others to go where you haven't been. The first through the wall gets bloody. That's the price of leadership. Jesus rejected human glory, warning that seeking others' praise over God's approval undermines faith. Today's Christian celebrity culture follows a predictable path. Pastors rise to fame, perform behind smoke and lights, and build their brand until spiritual emptiness leads to downfall. Celebrity status breeds superficiality and inaccessibility. While managing communications is necessary, leaders should maintain ways for others, especially peers, to reach them. Ministry itself can become an idol, displacing love for God. Even meaningful spiritual work can grow stale, leading to dangerous apathy. The answer lies in finding fresh ways to experience Christ. Many ministers continue unchanged routines for years, their passion diminished, simply going through motions. Quietly beholding God's presence, as taught in 2 Corinthians 3:18, transforms us. Spiritual growth requires learning to quiet our minds and eliminate distractions to simply be with the Lord. In ministry, criticism is inevitable, even with pure intentions, just as Jesus and Paul faced opposition. While hurt from fellow believers stings, you can choose your response. As God's servant, you cannot afford to harbor offense when former supporters misunderstand or turn against you. Some leaders retaliate against critics, claiming divine justification, but being thin-skinned hinders God's work. Instead, surrender mistreatment to God, accepting His sovereignty and refusing to let it penetrate your spirit. Choose appreciation over expectation. While expectations breed frustration, appreciation cultivates joy. Keep modest expectations of people while maintaining faith in them. Paul modeled this balance, showing confidence in believers while acknowledging human weakness. When the Corinthians faltered, he responded with grace, reminding them of their identity in Christ. When ministering from an abundant spiritual life with Christ, we become reservoirs rather than canals. Like fruit-bearing trees, ministry should flow from personal experience rather than mere knowledge. Starting ministry too young, when knowledge exceeds experience, often produces messages lacking impact. True transformative power emerges only after personally experiencing God through difficulties. Personal ambition, while valuable in business, hinders spiritual effectiveness. Our sole focus should be knowing the Lord, pleasing Him, and remaining faithful to our calling. The Lord exposes our blind spots through various channels, often using other believers. Our response to correction reveals character. The unbroken become defensive, while those shaped by the cross remain teachable. Effective ministry flows from being broken bread and poured out wine, with resurrection following every cross experience. The depth of God's foundation determines the height of His work. True servants maintain strong opinions weakly held, staying open to correction. Mature responses include listening without defensiveness, asking questions, acknowledging blind spots, and receiving correction as from God's hand.